This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
It's a momentous day for America, for the United States Constitution, and for the fair and impartial rule of law.
That, of course, the voice of President Donald Trump at a White House swearing-in ceremony as Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, short minutes later, became Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, despite objections from Senate Democrats as well as one Republican holdout. Earlier, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer made clear the Democrats' objections to the process.
Republican majority is lighting its credibility on fire. This hypocritical 180-degree turn is spectacularly obvious.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the confirmation vote.
Amy Coney Barrett was sworn in last night by Justice Clarence Thomas at the White House, with President Trump presiding.
The legacy of our ancestors falls to you.
The 48-year-old jurist expressing her gratitude for a lifetime appointment, vowing to remain impartial and independent.
Not only from Congress and the president, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says his caucus voted against Barrett because her prior words suggest a strong conservative bent on issues like abortion and the Affordable Care Act.
Generations yet unborn will suffer the consequences of this nomination.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tens of thousands of protesters marched through the Bangladesh capital on Tuesday, calling for a boycott of French products and burning of effigy of President Emmanuel Macron after he defended cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Police estimated more than 40,000 people took part in the march. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, France's government is holding emergency virus meetings today and warning of possible new lockdowns as hospitals fill up with new COVID patients and doctors plead for backup. President Macron is convening top ministers and Prime Minister Jean Castex is meeting with lawmakers, unions and business lobbies as the government weighs its next steps in the fight against surging infections. Among possible new measures for the hardest hit areas are lengthening existing curfews, full confinement on weekends or all week, and closing non-essential businesses. A top World Health Organization official said Monday that Europe needs a serious acceleration in the fight against the coronavirus, and a lack of contact tracing capacity could drive the disease into the darkness. The vast region comprising 46 countries at WHO accounted for 46% of global cases and nearly one-third of deaths. That, according to Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergencies expert. Ryan also said that the WHO is finalizing advice on how to minimize the risk when elections are held during the coronavirus pandemic. Three members of a former student group advocating independence for Hong Kong have been arrested under the city's new national security law on suspicion of publishing content inciting secession. The three include student leader Tony Chung and former members William Chan and Yanni Ho. The arrests today were confirmed on the now-disbanded group's Facebook page. Police said they arrested two men and one woman between the ages of 17 and 21 on secession charges, but did not name them. The national security law, which was imposed on Hong Kong by the central Chinese government and took effect on June 30th, is widely seen as a means to curb dissent after anti-government protests rocked the city last year. Hurricane Zeta, the 27th named storm in a very busy Atlantic season, made landfall on the Caribbean coast of the eastern Yucatan Peninsula late Monday while whipping the resorts around Tulum with rain and wind. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Zeta came ashore just north of Tulum with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. In Hungary yesterday, Speaker Laszlo Kovar imposed an unusually high fine of $14,225 on the Movement for a Better Hungary president, Peter Jacob, for his sack of potatoes stunt in Parliament last week. Now, Jacob took a sack of potatoes to Prime Minister Viktor Orban's seat last Monday, prompting the Hungarian Civic Alliance caucus leader Matt Kocsis and Georgi Bala to stand in front of Orban to prevent Jacob from handing over the sacks. Jacob said people voted for the right-wing political party because they gave away free potatoes. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.